7:17 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Joined in studio by the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and the lead political reporter at the Tennessee Star, Mr. Aaron Gulbenson. Aaron, you had a very interesting story at the Tennessee Star about Nashville District Attorney Glenn Funk. Your headline says, he vows to violate state law and defend abortion. Tell us about this story, Aaron.
So he said this several months ago that if Roe v. Wade was overturned, that he would not honor the state trigger law, which is what the Human Life Protection Act. And what that does,
and by the way, that law was passed in 2019.
Yes,
signed into law by Governor Bill Lee.
Yes,
tell us what that law does.
What it does is creates the performing. I want to be clear about this, less because there's so much misnomers going around about this law, and then all in a lot of other states. It criminalizes the so-called doctor performing the abortion with a Class C felony. And there's a number of cases that there are exceptions, like, you know, if you've had an ectopic pregnancy, it's not like that, for example, even though there's misnomers about that going around, that's a problem. So it's these, and of course, it also says if the life of the mother, there's an exception as well.
But let's go back to the trigger law element of this.
Yes.
So number one, this law goes into effect, and when it was signed in 2019, it said 30 days after either the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade,
right,
or there's a constitutional amendment,
right,
banning abortions, then this law goes into effect. The law itself is now scheduled to go in effect. About now, it's what, 28 days from now, it was 30 days or 27 days from now. Attorney General Slater is trying to accelerate that in a lawsuit that he's filed with the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals here in federal district court. And ultimately, within 30 days, regardless of what happens with that, this trigger law will go into effect. And as I understand it, it outlaws abortions after a heartbeat can be detected, which is usually about 6 weeks. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So continue then with what, now it is a state law. And Glenn Funk is a state officer, if you will, as a district attorney for Nashville, Metro Nashville, Davidson County. He said he's going to violate the law by not prosecuting those that break that law.
Right. That's 100% what he said. And so the prosecutor is vowing very publicly to not do his job. Now, he's in large part, that's essentially a token statement, considering the fact that the state, there is a law that, you know, if a prosecutor refuses to do their job, then an additional prosecutor, an independent prosecutor, can be appointed to prosecute.
Can be
those
appointed,
cases.
Usually is appointed. In this particular case, Aaron, what would happen is, so he's already declared this.
Yes.
So it would seem to me that, and he has no intention of enforcing the law. He's rather, and it's kind of very bizarre description of it. He says, my job is to enforce the Constitution of the state of Tennessee, but use my discretion, which means enforce the Constitution except when I don't want to.
Right.
Right. Which is not a very consistent position to take.
Well, and to be clear, too, the state law that allows for when they don't want to do their job, an independent one being appointed, independent prosecutor being appointed, it's in exactly situations like this where Glenn Funk has vowed to not prosecute cases based on nothing to do with the facts of the individual cases. I mean, prosecutors do have the discretion in a situation where, you know, somebody accidentally brings a gun into the wrong place and it's in their pocket and they forget or something like that. Yes, you can have your case dismissed, although in this day and age it probably gets prosecuted even more. But things like that, the prosecutor, you know, has discretion and they exercise them. But this is him issuing a blanket statement. You know, it would be the same thing as if, I mean, of course, this is far more egregious because it affects the murder of the unborn children, in my opinion. But, you know, if he said that, you know, people running red lights in the city of Nashville, I'm not going to prosecute.
Or as they do in San Francisco, if somebody steals from a retail store less than $1,000 worth of goods, we're not going to prosecute them.
Yeah.
That ended in the recall of that district attorney. Now, Glenn Funk is never going to be recalled from by the voters, but there is a provision that says, and right now, if you look at this, the way you get a special prosecutor to handle this, the attorney general asks the Supreme Court to appoint a special prosecutor. Now, there's another twist, another layer to this, Aaron. So, and that's the following. We have an attorney general, Herb Slattery. He's already said that he is leaving that post on August 31st. He'll be gone. And right now, we don't know whether a new the next attorney general, we don't know their position. How will they appoint a special prosecutor in this instance in Davidson County? We don't know that because we don't know who the candidates are yet. And we don't know what kind of public hearings will be held on that. Elaborate on that a little bit. You've been trying to get the Supreme Court justices to tell us what their timeline is for announcing the finalists for the Tennessee Journal Attorney General. And by the way, Tennessee's the only state in the union where our attorney general is appointed to a term for 8 years by the members of the Supreme Court. In 44 states, the attorney general is directly elected by the people. In 5 states, nominated by the governor and confirmed by the state legislature. What is the Supreme Court telling you about when they will announce the finalists for this position?
Well, the communication I've had for the last, 6 weeks has been the process would be announced imminently has lasted over 6 weeks. But if it looks anything like it did last time, there was a public application process that lasted for, 10 days or so. People submitted job applications.
And by the way, if you're an attorney, a licensed attorney in the state of Tennessee, and you would like to be attorney general, you can apply to the Tennessee Supreme Court for this job.
Yeah.
But they have a process. Last time, they identified 8 finalists, right?
Right. They identified 8 finalists.
How did they do that? What was their internal? They didn't tell anybody, but they just picked.
They announced after however many swath of applications that there were 8 finalists, and then they held a brief public hearing.
Perfunctory.
Yes. You know, where
like
each
10 minutes.
They had 10 minutes.
My mother likes me.
Right. My mother likes me. Here's my buddy to stand up and say that, to filibuster.
But no substantive questions.
Yeah. And there were. Now, the public did last time have very brief chance for comment.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that would qualify as very brief.
Yeah.
But we have so many questions to ask this attorney general who will serve for 8 years. Innumerable questions. Will you defend the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Tennessee against usurpations of the federal government?
Right.
Will you appoint a special prosecutor when district attorneys refuse to enforce state law?
Right.
That's just the beginning of it.
Right. Now, we've reported on this before, and numerous sources familiar with Governor Lee's office thinking that it is, even though the Supreme Court has to go through this process, the Supreme Court of Tennessee has to go through this process, that they believe it's a done deal that the Tennessee Chief Operating Officer, Brandon Gibson, will be the next
Who, by
general.
The way, is center-left at best.
Right.
Is not, from what we know, a strong defender of the 10th Amendment. They've not commented to us. We've asked her, asking her about the Tennessee National Guard situation. No comment.
She refused to answer any questions on the Tennessee National Guard situation, any advice she may have given Governor Lee on the subject, whether or not she would help the Tennessee National Guard. And I also did ask, knowing that, you were the rumored next attorney general or front runner for it, what would you do? And no comment.
Well,
nothing.
The public deserves to know
the
position of a potential attorney general. And look, I like the members of the Supreme Court. I think they've made good judicial decisions. It's bizarre that they have this executive authority to appoint. In years past, they've been a rubber stamp for the governor's pals.
And they shouldn't be.
They should not be. And they know they shouldn't be. They should, if they've got the constitutional authority, they and they alone should exercise that authority. We are pushing them to make public that process and hold extensive public hearings. We're waiting for them to respond. I'm sure they will. Don't you think, Aaron?
Yep.
All right. We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Gulbenson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.